Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
We need to talk about Auburn football and Brian Harsin. On Halloween, Auburn gave Brian Harsin a trick and the War Damn Eagle fan base a treat by firing their embattled head coach after a 3-5 start to the season. Now, two things can be true. You can have a toxic working conditions and a bad head coach. Some people might make it seem like Brian Harsin was doomed from the start because he was brought into a school that was notorious for dictating what coaches could be hired, too many cooks in the kitchen. But at the end of the day, for the school to be 100% at blame, Brian Harsin would have had to be better on the field, in the recruiting, with his assistant coaches, but he wasn't. Now, I don't think Brian Harsin is worried about the blame at this point in time. He's got another $15 million coming his way after, actually on top of, the $8-plus million that he already got for less than 2 years worth of work. Now, nobody's crying for Brian Harsin or anybody with the Harsin last name. But let's get into exactly what made Brian Harsin a bad coach at Auburn. First, you cannot come into the SEC without a plan to recruit, and he did not. Boise State spent over a decade being the Alabama of the Group of Five conferences. And if a three-star West Coast recruit wasn't getting the love from USC, UCLA, Oregon, or Washington, they had as good a chance of ending up at Boise State as anybody else in the country. Now, Auburn doesn't recruit itself, but even if it did, not a task you can pawn off on assistant coaches. And even if you could, you have to surround yourself with assistants that you trust. And for them to trust you, you must treat them with dignity. And he didn't do that. It took just 4 games into Brian Harsin's tenure to fire wide receivers coach Cornelius Williams, a Birmingham native who was then scooped up by rival Alabama. Brian Harsin also kicked offensive coordinator Mike Bobo to the curb after 1 year, only to replace him with a 32-year-old Austin Davis, who resigned after 6 weeks. Defensive coordinator Derek Mason followed him out the door and took a $400,000 pay cut just to not to have to see Brian Harsin's face or be in that work environment when he left to go to Oklahoma State. Do you realize how much you have to hate your work environment and the people that you work with if you take a $400,000 pay cut? Come on, man. But at least the players had his back, right? I mean, well, kind of, sort of. Every player is built differently, and you saw a pretty clear split amongst the Auburn players. Some wanted a coach who was invested in them and in their future, and some of them just wanted a coach who was going to do the right things on the gridiron. Of all the players that left Auburn, one of the most common criticisms about Brian Harsin is that he had no interest in who they were, where they came from, off the field. Now, Smoke Monday, who plays for the Saints right now, said Brian Harsin had no curiosity or interest in him as a person. Former Auburn wide receiver Kobe Hudson, now at UCF, said if Harsin learned to relate to the people, he'll be the next Nick Saban. Now, you would think that a coach who's making millions of dollars off these kids' back would at least want to get to know them a little bit, right? At least pretend that way they feel good about you, feeling good about them, like you care about them, and they'll go out there and play harder and make sure your pockets get fat, homie, and make sure that you get more wins. Now, maybe the best evidence that Harsin was an uncaring football robot is his refusal to even discuss the vaccination publicly in 2021 when the state of Alabama was being ravaged by COVID deaths and hospitalizations. Harsin's interpersonal issues, along with the program's worst record in a decade and a massive roster exodus, led to one of the uglier attempted booster coups in college football history, with rumors of an affair with a staffer dominating the headlines. And once that happened, it was only a matter of time before the situation became untenable. It wasn't if Brian Harsin was going to be fired, it was when Brian Harsin was going to be fired. And not only are the Tigers 3-5 at the end of October, their 22 total touchdowns this year is 9 less than their former quarterback, Bo Nix, who they swore, he's terrible, he sucks. Well, he's done 9 more than that in 7 games alone. Now, Auburn is back in the situation of needing a new head coach, while 24 influential boosters likely make some more of the same too many cooks in the kitchen mistakes that they did last time around. Auburn is a circus, and every circus needs a clown. Jimbo Fisher already identified 2 clowns in the SEC, and you ain't getting Saban. So it might be time to hop on the Lane train. Lane Kiffin, come on down. Dan Lanny, come on down. And every other big name coach that Auburn's going to float out that they're not going to get. And as far as Brian Harsin goes, he'll be fine. His track record and reputation out west will get him in the door for every interview that comes open. And it's not crazy to consider himself a clubhouse leader for the University of Colorado job or any Mountain West job that comes open this offseason. The marriage between Auburn and Harsin severely exposed flaws of everybody involved. If Auburn's boosters can't back off and let their next head coach build their program, and if Brian Harsin can't find a way to relate on a human level to everybody around him, assimilate to the place that he's at, then the next chapter for both of these parties involved in this debacle is going to have the exact same ending. Let that sink in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.